Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
So there you have it, everybody. There is the vision and the banner over the year for 2024. You heard it. It is prepare the way for the Lord.
It is. So prepare exciting. The way for the Lord. And this banner for the year is found in the prophetic picture in Isaiah 40, verse 3 to 5, which we just heard in the intro. But I want to read it over us again.
Yeah.
It says, "A voice calls in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
So good. So good. And we just feel like this year God is doing a great work of preparing us, consecrating, and doing a work in our hearts so that the glory of God would be revealed in Sydney and in people's lives. So practically this year, really what we see it looking like as a team, as a church, there's some practical areas we believe God has put on our heart to prepare. So we really feel that three things we need to prepare in the Spirit. So this is our prayer meeting. This is our devotion to prayer. We've had 6 a.m. prayer meetings, and we've got them happening again this year. That commitment to seeking God. And then in our services, creating room for God to move. Miracles, signs and wonders, people getting healed, creating space for the Holy Spirit to prepare the ground in our church. That's kind of the first thing we really believe we need to prepare. The second thing is we need to prepare people. We believe that the call of God is going to come afresh on many lives in our church. Many young lives are going to step into the call of God this year. We believe many lives who've been following God for a long time, you're going to step into the call of God afresh. And so we want to make sure people are in the right position, people are prepared, people are getting developed and consecrated, ready for what God is going to do. The third area is, we love that part of Isaiah. It says, lower mountains and raise valleys. And so for us, we feel like this is practical things like our structures. You know, we never want structure to be in the way. Systems, processes, just being good stewards, looking after finances, looking after facilities, looking after everything God has blessed us with, we want to be really good stewards of. And so we want to make sure there's no things blocking the path for people to encounter God and the glory of God to be revealed. So they're like the three practical things that we are preparing for as a church. But then for you individually, we are believing, and we're going to be going through the month of February, that for each one of us individually, God is going to be preparing us on a personal level. And so three areas we're going to unpack over the month of February, which is going to be so good. First one is preparing our hearts, that God wants to do a work of preparing your heart this year. We just believe that God wants to work at the deeper level in our lives, at the heart level. And I love this scripture. In Joshua 3, verse 5, it says, "Then Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. So we don't consecrate, we don't prepare our lives for tomorrow. Tomorrow, we actually prepare our hearts today for what God is doing tomorrow. And so we just believe that God's going to do a great work in our hearts this year and do a fresh work in your heart. Second thing is prepare our environment. And so practically preparing our environment, our world would not be cluttered. You know, Jesus said, my house is a house of prayer. And he came and he overturned the tables and he decluttered the temple. And we know that our bodies, our mind, our soul, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we just believe this year, God wants to do some things in your life of decluttering, removing some things, challenging some things in our world, the environment of our lives, where there's maybe distraction or maybe there's things that are pulling us away from what matters most. We believe God is preparing our environments this year. And then again, on a personal level, I believe God is going to prepare our thinking. And we see in Isaiah 43, it says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So anytime God is bringing something new and doing a fresh thing, our thinking always has to shift. And we believe that what God wants to do in your life is going to require a change of thinking. Maybe old ways of perceiving, old paradigms, old ways of internalizing, old thought patterns. We believe this year God wants to give us a new way of thinking, a new way of perceiving yourself, perceiving your life, and perceiving what God wants to do. So that's exciting, babe. They're kind of the three things we are believing for you and us on a personal level this year. So it is going to be an amazing month.
It is. It's going to be an incredible month. Don't miss any of it. And the reason that we want to prepare the way for the Lord is so that the glory of the Lord is revealed in people's lives. Yeah. And so we're going to throw right now to a story of Jess, who is from our Hornsby location, and she has an amazing story of seeing God revealed in her life.
Hi everyone, my name's Jessica and I'm from C3 SYD Hornsby, and my next step has been to help serve on the kids team, primary school aged. Yeah, so I started going to C3 Hornsby at the start of 2023, and about a few months later I had my water baptism, which was a great experience, and I think after that day, things really started to pick up, and I felt a strong urge to, I think, just in terms of how I served others, what I wanted to do with my time. Also, I was more motivated as well to just read more and get to know Jesus better. And, you know, what other way to do that than, you know, to go to the source, to go to the Word. So one of my favourite Bible verses is Colossians 3:12. And the verse goes like, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And one of the reasons why I really love that verse is the first half of that sentence. It is a great kind of reminder as to our identity before God in Christ. And the second half is sort of like a call to action. And I love all of those, I guess, traits or virtues. And serving on kids' team as well has helped me improve in a lot of those areas. For example, to be a lot more selfless, to be a lot more patient, kind, and compassionate, just like Jesus was. I guess looking back, we didn't even have a kids' team in my childhood church. I felt that it was a bit hard to grow in my relationship with God. So I felt that's why it was quite important to me to be someone that kids can come to in church, whether they have any questions or whether it was just somebody to talk to about their life. That's kind of a main reason as well why I wanted to serve on kids, just so that, that they wouldn't have to feel alone. So I highly encourage anyone who's wanting to grow closer to the Lord, have a think about what areas you want to spend your time in, whether that be serving on a team or spending more time at home in the Word. I would highly recommend just making that next step, as it's brought a lot more fulfillment, purpose, and just happiness as well to my own life. And that's my next step story.
Come on, everybody, give it up for Jess Yao. Give it up for Jess Yao from our Hornsby location. I remember when Pastor Phil called Jess and I into his office to tell us that we were going to be handed the church. And that was a big day. He said, tell us tomorrow. And I said, no, we'll tell you in a week. And we're going to pray about it. But I remember feeling like God put on my heart, one of the first places the Lord put on my heart was Hornsby. I actually grew up in Hornsby till I was 10 years old, then moved to Mona Vale. But I am believing for a move of God in Hornsby, everybody. You with me? We want to see a move of God break out in Hornsby. So, prepare the way for the Lord. Jessen is at our Silver Water location, helping our Silver Water location prepare the way for the Lord. And I'm here and I want to talk to you about this. In 2022, you remember, or maybe you won't, but I hope that you do remember, 2022... The banner over the year was to be a church in motion. Do you remember that? And so really that we would be together following God little by little, not in big leaps, not in big bounds, just little by little, everybody, just little by little, just growing my prayer life a little, growing my word life a little, getting into some community, letting God speak to me little by little. God does big things in our life, little by little, everybody. And so being a church in motion, that we're committed to taking steps. And then in 2023, we had the sense that God had called us to be focusing on being a church purposed for others. That we are not just here for ourselves. Church is not something we consume. Church is something we are. Church is not something we consume. Church is something we build. And we build and we help each other grow, and we build people. Amen, everybody. We're a church purpose for others. We are here with eyes lifted off ourselves, and we are looking out to our city. We're looking out to our neighbors. We are seeing God, and not just ourselves. We're seeing others in the context of the call of God. So in 2024, we have felt for some time, we were praying about this, which is good. We were reading the Bible. It's good. We've been asking the Lord since October last year and really seeking God about 2024. And funnily enough, during that time, we had about 7 people come and say, hey, we just are sensing this scripture over the year to come. And the scripture was Isaiah 40:3-5. 7 different people with exactly the same scripture. My mother-in-law just called us yesterday and said, oh, I'm just feeling this scripture for you guys this year. And it's that one about prepare the way for the Lord. And there's a sense that God has been moving as we've been praying. So the prophetic word, let me read it again. It's a prophetic picture in the book of Isaiah. It says, a voice cries in the wilderness. Where is it crying? In the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low, and the uneven ground shall become level. The rough places are plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh, not some, not a few, all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen, everybody. So we know that Isaiah is prophesying the future restoration and redemption of Israel, the people of God. And he is bringing this prophecy into context where the people of God and the kingdom of Judah, Israel, had fallen. The Babylon era, the Assyrian army had risen, and the people of God were in exile. And so Isaiah brings this prophecy into that context. We know that the people of God had been hearing from Isaiah judgment, 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 what he'd been doing, what he'd been doing. But then in Isaiah 40, it turns from judgment to comfort. And Isaiah starts to speak of the future. And he is prophesying the coming of the future king, King Jesus. And he is prophesying 700 years in advance of the arrival of Jesus. And he is speaking into this context. And really, it is a picture of John the Baptist who is to come. Have you heard of John the Baptist? John the Baptist. He is the one who prepares the way. We read in Mark 1, 1 to 4, it says, the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. This reference is not actually in Isaiah, it's in Malachi. But then in verse 3, it goes back to Isaiah. It says, the voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In Malachi 3:1, it says, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. So John the Baptist, who is to come, that this prophecy is prophesying into, when John the Baptist comes, the thing you got to understand about John the Baptist is he was pretty crazy. He was in the wilderness. He was not in the synagogue. He was not in a nice little temple. He was in the wilderness. And he was wearing like sheepskin. And he had locusts coming out of his mouth. Mid-prophecy. Just, God loves you. Repent. The context of John the Baptist is the wilderness. And we know that the wilderness is a dry place. The wilderness is a destitute place. And John the Baptist was the voice crying out, come back to God. He was the voice saying, turn, repent, consecrate your life to Jesus. Prepare, for the King is coming. This was John the Baptist. Thing about a wilderness is a place that is not currently cultivated. It's a place that is uncultivated. This is not like Palm Sunday preparation, you know what I'm saying? This is not like palms out and nice music and timbrels playing and, you know, everyone's dancing, woo, and preparing for Jesus to arrive. It's not like that. This is wilderness, wilderness preparation. This is in a place where it's dry, where people are thirsty. This is not a comfortable place. And so this prophecy is in the context of a wilderness. And you can easily see that the world we live in is a wilderness. It is a spiritual wilderness. It is, people in Sydney are spiritually dry, spiritually destitute, spiritually thirsty, and they're going from mirage to mirage, looking for water, but finding it's not there. You know what a mirage is, everybody? A mirage looks like water, but it's false. It's a lie. And there are so many things that the world offers that looks like water. Like people will move jobs, change friendships, get a new partner, change this, change that, all to find water that ends up never fulfilling their thirst. And Isaiah is prophesying of the future king who is to come. And this future king isn't coming to take people to a well. This future king isn't coming to give them seven steps on how to drink water out of a well. This king is coming as the well. This king came as living water. He didn't come with a formula. He came as the source of life and health, and every thirst you have is satisfied when you know King Jesus, because he is the living water. He is the living water. And this is the prophecy, and this is the picture. And we are called to come into the city of Sydney and prepare the way for the Lord. It's a year of preparation. It's a year where we are bringing things into alignment and into synergy. Make every mountain low, raise every valley, deal with the rugged places, the places that are not smooth. Deal with the blockages. Paul said like this, we deal with every high and lofty thing that sets itself up against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We are going to deal with the mountains, deal with the blockages. It's a year to lower those things that are blocking God in our life, blocking God in our city, to come and address the blockages. It's a year to raise the valleys, strengthen what is weak, strengthen our spiritual stamina, grow in our hunger for God, raise the valley. It's a year to allow God to deal with the rocky places in us, the offended places, the places in our heart where we are carrying offense, where we are carrying things that are choking the seed of the Word of God. We're carrying things in our heart. There's bitterness maybe. There's things that we're holding on to that is causing the soil of our heart to be rocky. But I believe God wants to do a fresh work in our lives where the rocky soil becomes good soil. Good soil is soft. Good soil is receptive. Good soil is available. That's the message right there. Good soil is soft, not hard, not harsh, not mean, not aggressive, humble, lowly, soft. Not weak, soft, but soft. Receptive. Able to receive. Able to receive. Amen. Able to receive. Looking and receptive. Inclining the ear to the Lord this year. Saying, Lord, speak. I'm ready. Preparing the way. This is a John the Baptist kind of year. This is a John the Baptist kind of year for us, church. This is a significant year for us as a church. It's a significant year. I see this picture in our vision picture. It's like a description of what we see for us as a church. It says we see a great return of prodigals and a great harvest of new believers. So what are we preparing for? We're not preparing for ourselves. We're not preparing for what we can do. We are preparing for what God can do. In football, in soccer, you do practice so that you can do something great on the pitch. This is not that kind of preparation. This is preparation where we prepare so that God can do the miraculous, so that God can reveal his glory like we've never seen before, so that God can give us a new reference point of what it looks like to see the kingdom of heaven break out. We have had a reference point. We've talked about and we've seen God move. Thank God for Brookvale. Thank God for DY. Thank God for our history. But I believe, God, a day is here and now where we are going to have a reference point that is not look what God did. It is look what God is doing now. Look how God is moving now. Look how the kingdom of heaven is breaking out now. Look at the signs and wonders now. I never would have thought this person would receive Jesus, but look at what is happening now. The miraculous. The glory of God revealed. We aren't here to maintain. We are here to prepare the way. And so preparing the way means you need to get out of the way. We're preparing so that we get out of the way. So that you are not in the way. That there is a highway and you're not lying in the middle of it. That you're not in the middle blocking the way.
that our preference and our things and our opinions are not blocking the way. We are preparing the way so that we are out of the way so that God can move. Prepare the way for the Lord. So what does it look like in your family this year to prepare the way? What does it look like in your business this year to prepare the way? How could you start preparing the way for God to turn up in your business? Who could you start praying with? Maybe there's one other person you work with that you could start praying with on a regular basis and believing that we're going to see God revealed in this business this year. Prepare the way. How are you preparing the way financially for God in your world? How are you preparing the way? And I believe, God, that we are coming into a time where God is going to raise up a new crop, a new army of people who have the gift and the call to fund the kingdom. I believe God is raising up men and women who have the capacity to advance the kingdom by bringing resource into the kingdom. And I don't believe that God's just going to use Christians, and I don't believe God's just going to use those that are called. I believe God's going to use the world. I believe resources that have been flowing into the world are going to flow into the kingdom. I believe public transport that has been flowing away from us is going to flow towards us. We got public transport coming right out this church. It's coming, everybody. It's coming right out this church. Coming to the school, and it's coming right out our doors. Where things have been going that way, they're about to come this way. And I'm believing in Silverwater, we're going to get public transport coming our way. In Silverwater, there is public transport everywhere, but on Silverwater Road. And so I'm believing right outside our church, we're going to have a bus stop, and people from Auburn and people from all sorts of religious backgrounds. We're seeing Muslims come to Christ. We're seeing young teenagers with Muslim background coming to Christ. Woo! What does it look like in your finances? What does it look like in your marriage to prepare the way for the Lord this year? What does it look like to bring God in and to make sure there's a highway, there's carved out intentional time where as a couple you are seeking God together? What does it look like as a single person to be carving out a way for God in your life? To no longer be looking to the left and looking to the right. If you are believing God for a spouse, no longer looking to the left and looking to the right. If you are single and that's the season of your life and the call of God on your life, you're not looking to the left and looking to the right. You're looking to God and saying, God, how are you using me in this time of my life? What does it look like? What does it look like? What does it look like for your children this year? What does it look like to prepare the way for our children? I'm telling you, church, prodigals are coming home in Jesus' name. You don't believe it yet, but I do, and that's okay. We're going to get there together. I believe in Jesus' name. I prophesy in Jesus' name. Children that we've been praying for, grandmas that have been praying, this is a year. The door is opening. They're going to open their heart to God. They're going to see that God is better, that the trough they're eating from is worse, that what the world has to offer is nothing compared to what God has to offer. I believe it. 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 They're going to come. They're coming home. They're going to come to Jesus. And we must prepare the way for the prodigals. We must prepare the way. What does that mean? Get out of the way. When a prodigal comes home, don't be weird. Don't be weird. Wow, we've missed you. Where you been? Did the father of the prodigal son question that at all? What did he do? He ran. And this son thought he was running with a gun. He was going to pull it out. What have you been doing? No, he didn't run to him in judgment. He ran to him with open arms. We need to prepare the way for the prodigals, that God loves them. Come home, come home, come home. Just come to Jesus. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what people know of you. Just come home, come to Jesus. We're ready for you. We've been preparing for you. We've been praying at 6 a.m. in the morning for you. Church, we're praying. We got our 6 a.m. prayer happening again. Maybe this year you're going to lean into our 6 a.m. prayer meeting and start to prepare the way spiritually. Before we see anything manifest naturally, we've got to birth it spiritually. What would it look like to have a whole church gathered in prayer whenever you can, and that we are seeking God and birthing the future, preparing the way for the glory of God in prayer, in fasting, in getting on our knees, not trying to say, God, you need to do this and you need to do that, but getting on our knees and saying, God, have your way. I am laying down. Make me part of the highway. Make my back part of the highway. Just make my back a place that people could walk along. That's what's happening when you pray. When we pray, nothing's not happening. When you pray, you are building spiritual realities. Every time you pray, every time you get in that prayer closet and you pray over your children, you are building something spiritually in your children. Every time you pray over this church, and I want you to pray with us, you are building something spiritually. Prepare the way for the Lord. And so we sense that the tide is rising. Maybe you've been ankle deep in God. Come on, everybody. Maybe you've been ankle deep. Maybe you've been knee deep. Maybe you are already just doing breaststroke in that river. Maybe you are concerned. I am praying that every one of us would go from ankle to knee to full immersion in God. The church must be in this hour. Everybody, Jesus is coming back. It's not a gag. It's not a joke. He's actually going to come back. And it's going to be amazing. And crazy, and he's coming back, and the church must take responsibility for being prepared for his arrival, and the church must take responsibility for being fully immersed in the things of God, not tiptoeing. I'm asking you this year, don't tiptoe in God. Don't be on the fringe. Dive in this year. Dive into the Lord. Dive into hunger for God. You know, when the tide is rising, when something is rising, you don't want to not go with the tide and not get carried into the things of God because you're holding on to something that's in the shallow end. You don't want to miss where the tide is taking us because you're holding on to something in the shallow end. This is the year to let go. This is a year to let go of what you know as your own paradigm of who God is, your own paradigm of who we are as a church. This is a year to let go of your history. And I say that respectfully. We wouldn't be here without our history. So we're not letting go of our history in a dismissive sense. But some of us, we need to just actually let go and come into the future hands empty, saying, God, I don't know what this is going to look like, but I'm just laying my hands down. I'm letting go of what I've been holding on to. I'm coming with the tide. And God is carrying us into a new future as a church. This is a significant year, church. Corey Turner had a picture of our church, and I've shared this before. I want to share it again. He said to me, I see this picture of your church, and it's like your church has been in hybrid. It's like there's been an old paradigm and a new paradigm existing together. And listen, old paradigm does not mean old age, older people. That's not what that means. And new paradigm doesn't mean younger people, new young people, those young teenagers. We are a multi-generational church. So a new paradigm is us, all of us. We need every age. We need every stage. We need people who are baby Christian, and we need people who have been following God for 40 years. We need both. Please don't think, oh, well, I've had my time. I'm going to let the young guys have a crack. No! We didn't come this far to just start again.
We didn't come this far to start again. We came this far and God has knitted generations together so that we can have the strength of a multi-generational church. Fathers, mothers, young people, baby Christians, older Christians, working together to see the glory of God revealed in Sydney. We need everybody, and we need everybody on the same page. In a new paradigm. Corey said he felt like this is the year we're going to see us tip out of hybrid and into a fully bona fide new wineskin. Fully bona fide new paradigm of who we are as a church. And so I want to remind you, worship team, come and join me. What are we preparing for, church? We're preparing for the glory of the Lord to be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. We're preparing our hearts, preparing our lives, preparing our environments, preparing everything we do for the glory of God to be revealed, for all flesh in Sydney to see the glory of God, for the eyes of their understanding to be opened, for spiritual blindness to break off people, for people to encounter the manifest presence and power of Jesus. We are a wisdom of God and works of God church. Matthew 13, 54, when Jesus came to his hometown, they marveled at the wisdom of God that he had and the miraculous works that he did. And so we are going to have both, everybody. Listen to me. We're going to have both. We're going to have signs and wonders. Unexplainable miracles. That's what we're going to have. We're anointed to see the sick healed. As a church, we are anointed for it. We are anointed to pray for the sick and see them recover. We are anointed to be bold, to go to people who are far from God and caught in all sorts of destructive lifestyles and say, here is the good news. We are anointed to reach the lost. We are anointed to go into the byways and the highways. Come on, in the places where people aren't in God, and bring the good news of the gospel. We are anointed to take light and put it in darkness where it best does its work. We are anointed to see works, but we are also anointed to live in the wisdom of God. So we're going to preach about healing, and we're going to preach about the wisdom of God in suffering. We are going to have both the wisdom of God and the works of God. And I believe that people will say this. They will say, surely the Lord is in this place. I don't even want people to say, wow, C3SYD is amazing. That's actually not the goal. The goal is that they would say, wow, surely the Lord is in this place. I went down there and I met God. I went down there and I encountered Jesus. I went down there and every location across Sydney, as we break out and move and strengthen and step into the future, I believe God, people will say, surely, surely the Lord is in this place. So everybody, can you close your eyes? Come and see what the Lord has done. I hear people saying, hey, you should jump on this bus with me. Come and see what the Lord has done. Public transport, hey, come and see, come down. Jump on this bus with me, come and see. Come and see what God is doing. In our connect groups, come and see what God is doing. As we pray for each other, as we stand together, come and see in connect groups. In our businesses, people say, hey, you should come and meet my boss. He prayed for me and I got healed. Come and see. Come and see. Less talk, more action, more power. Come and see. Maybe you're here today and you've never seen Jesus Christ for yourself as your Lord and Savior. And right now is your moment. Maybe you're online. To all our online family here today, if you're here and you know that you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we have been praying for you. We've been preparing the way for you,
that you could come to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that you could come to know Him as your God, the God. You do not get saved by being a good person. You do not get saved by doing good works. You only get saved through believing in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so here today, if you do not have Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, this is a simple moment where you make Him your Lord and Savior by saying a prayer to receive Him. He is Lord and Savior with or without you. This is about you receiving Him as your personal Lord and Savior. So if that is you here today, you need to receive Christ. Count of three, I want you to raise your hand, and then I'm going to lead you in a prayer to make Jesus your Lord. Simple prayer. This is just the beginning, not the end. But I'm going to ask you to say this prayer with me. And our team will look after you after the service. Not going to take you in it. It's going to look after you, pray with you, make sure you got above. That's you here today. And you need to say yes to Jesus. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior. If that's you, count of three, raise your hand. One, two, three. Who's there today? Thank you, madam. Well done. Anybody else who's saying that's me? Who else is there today saying that's me? I need to receive Jesus. I need to turn to God. I need to come to Him. Maybe you're online. Make sure you tell somebody online. Text somebody, reach out to somebody. Say, I'm making Jesus my Lord and Savior today. Anybody else in the room saying, that's me, that's me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, two, one. Amazing. Let's pray this prayer with our beautiful friend today. Everybody say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I turn from sin. I turn to you. I receive forgiveness. I receive eternal life. And I receive a new beginning. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on, let's give it up for our friend today who said yes to Jesus. If you're online, make sure you tell somebody. We love you, everybody. Stand up, stand up. Stand up with me. We got 2 minutes here. I want you to reach out and we're going to pray. Come on, let's reach out and let's start to pray. Let's start to prepare the way. Come on, lift your voice. Thank you, Lord. I want you to pray for prodigals. Come on, let's pray for people. Hearts that once were walking with God, that they would return. Thank you, Jesus. God, we're praying for prodigals. We're asking for those, a great return continues, a great return continues. Young people that were once upon a time in our youth ministry returning. Hearts that feel heavy laden, they come and they find rest in Jesus. Lives that have been drinking from all sorts of mirages, coming up empty, coming to Jesus and finding the thirst quencher for their soul. Father, we pray for new believers. God, we pray for a harvest. Father, not of Christian transfer, but of new believers. New believers. Keep praying, everybody. Keep praying, keep praying. Father, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. The release of signs and wonders, the release of miracles, that healing, miracles are a normal part of our every week experience as followers of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for a great awakening in Sydney. Come on, everybody. I want you to pray for Sydney. Come on, let's pray for Sydney. Oh God, 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 oh God. God, do a new thing in Sydney. Father, do a new thing in Sydney. Open up every gate. Open up every door. Thank you, Lord. Gifts are returning. Spiritual gifts are returning. Dormant gifts are being picked up and the dust blown off and they're being wielded. Spiritual gifts in this room being wielded for the kingdom. Spiritual gifts being wielded. Youth leaders, youth pastors, wielding those gifts again. People under the sound of my voice,
You know who you are. You've served at a high capacity in youth ministry. You've served at a high capacity in other churches. And this is a year where you're going to wield your spiritual gift again and wave it and let it loose and let it go and let the kingdom of heaven break out. Let it 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 break out. Jesus, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let the Spirit of God move freely in Sydney. Oh, Jesus, let the church rise, God, into the media sphere. Father, into the educational sphere. God, prepare the way in our high school. Ben, come down, come down. Everybody, pray for Oxford Falls Grammar School right now. Father, we declare over that school the power of God, Spirit of God, touching that high school, touching that primary school. Spirit of God breaking out. Many coming to Christ, families, grandparents, people of all ages. Pour your Spirit out over Oxford Falls Grammar. Pour your Spirit out on Dr. Downey. Pour your Spirit out on every teacher. Father, let them be consumed. Let the grip of God come on their life. Father, in this hour, we need schools that are strong in the Lord. We need schools that are strong in the things of God. We need schools that have the wisdom of God, that have the power of God. Pour out your Spirit on our chairman, Ian Harry. Anoint him afresh in Jesus' name. Fill him afresh in Jesus' name. Pour out your Spirit on him in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Come on, reach out one more time. Yes, God, we're going to sing this song in just a moment. But tonight, church, I want to invite you to come back. I want to invite you to double dip this Sunday. Just get a bit radical. I want to invite you to double dip. Tonight, we're not going to be preaching the vision again. You've heard the vision. Tonight, we're going to have an anointing service. We're going to have room to breathe. There won't be a full preach. We're going to get out the oil. We're going to get real Pentecostal. We're going to pray for every person that's here tonight for a fresh anointing for 2024. I want you and I to come under a fresh anointing, a fresh empowerment, a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit for a new year. So come back tonight. Come back. Come again. Father, thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace. Whoa.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.